There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, 855-993-7569. I'm here live. Unless we tell you otherwise, I'm basically here all the time. I'm kind of the Miss Gooch. Remember from Annie Mame, Miss Gooch, who was always there? Peggy, what was her? Not Peggy Cass. Yes, Peggy Cass actually was her name. Then she gets pregnant. Remember? I remember it anyway. Did you ever see Annie Mame with Rosalind Russell?
I don't think so. I don't think I did.
It's terrific.
Okay.
It's really wonderful. You should see it. Read it on Netflix. Yeah, you'll like it. It's wonderful.
What's it called again?
Annie Mame.
Annie Mame. Okay.
Annie Mame. That's great. All right. We've had two stories in the last couple of days. The Brits are talking about sending two men and two women to Mars. One-way trip.
Not coming back.
Not coming back. Because it's too far away? Is that the issue? Mars isn't that far away.
I think they're just trying to find people that will basically colonize on there, I guess. I'm not sure.
Basically, you get two Adams and two Eves. They're sending two men and two women. And apparently, thousands and thousands of people have 200,000 hopefuls for a 100-person shortlist to take part in a privately funded mission. All right, so they have to go through assessments, and there was one woman whose name is Maggie Lou, who said she wanted to have the first baby on Mars.
Mm-hmm.
I want to be a Mars incubator. I don't know even what that means. There you go. And then we have another woman who's a PhD student at Durham, and she says that she's got a boyfriend, but she wants to, they have an understanding, if she sends to Mars, that she'll have her life partner there. And, I mean, there are only two men and two women, so what if you don't like either of the guys?
Yeah.
What if they don't like you?
What if you...
What if both of them like one of them?
And want a divorce.
Yeah, I don't know. You go over the next hill, I don't know.
Maybe they just switch?
I don't know what the dynamics are. But you have to spend the rest of your life in outer space. That Earnshaw, who is one of the women, says she's always wanted to be an astronaut. But she, this may be a career. The opportunity came to apply for the Mars mission. I thought this wasn't one I ever expected to have, but I was really glad it existed. Apparently she is, she's not a recluse. She loves films, music, live action, role playing. Having just returned from a weekend with some friends reenacting a medieval banquet. I'm not sure that that's role playing per se. She says she wants a challenge. We choose to go to the moon in this decade and do other things, not because they are easy, but because they are hard. She is inspired by working to overcome challenges and approaching difficult things because they are difficult. She cites her religious faith as motivation. She says she thinks of Mars as very much something made by God, and so having as much inherent value as Earth does. Well, it's not inherent value, it's just a whole lot fewer people.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know the ratio of male astronauts to female astronauts is almost 10 to 1? There are 59 women have flown in space, 477 men.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
She's attracted by gender balance of the Mars mission, which plans to send crews of two men and two women every 2 years. Okay, well, this is a little different. Okay. These types of crews have been shown to perform better anyway because men and women bring different things to a team and complement each other until they want a divorce. She says that she feels pleased with the deviation from the expectation of what women are supposed to do. She's challenging expectations and not behaving as people expect a woman to behave. She's wearing a man's shirt from H&M. don't know that that's exactly. Oh, yeah, I'm a rebel. I'm wearing men's underwear. Wow. I don't know. I think this, I mean, she's 23, so maybe as she gets a little older, she'll sort of sort this out a little bit better. I'm comfortable with the idea of not actually having a life partner as such because I'll have these life partners in my crew. I'm like, duh. I compare it to a marriage because we'll be spending the rest of our life together if we do get in, but it's certainly quite different to your idealized picture of a family home. Well, that's just redder. It basically, as I said, Maggie Lou made headlines earlier this week after announcing she'd like to have the first baby on Mars. Who's going to deliver it for her? She said, batting her baby blue eyes. She says it's not just going to Mars to have baby. There's definitely no pressure to populate the planet. We want to set up a place that will eventually be possible, but first of all, a lot of research needs to be done on the effects of the lower gravity on Mars to see whether pregnancy is viable. How are we going to find that out?
I guess there's only one way to find it.
I think so. Final assessments will take place later in the year to select the candidates who've got what it takes to survive in a harsh new habitat. Well, I can see that, you know, kind of sort of being a pioneer. There's talk of the selection process of the final crew being broadcast as reality television. Dear, that's helpful, which will help fund the estimated £4 billion cost of the mission. The journey to Mars is likely to take 7 months, and the colonists will have to live in an environment where temperatures plummet to minus 62 degrees centigrade and radiation levels are high. She says she's an introvert. She thinks she'll be able to manage the isolation, citing times during university holidays when she's been the only one living in her student house share. This woman has no sense of reality. I wear a man shirt, therefore I'm a real rebel, and I've been alone during a school holiday for a couple of days so I can deal with being on Mars.
Wow.
I'm quite happy pottering around by myself and leaving the house only for shopping. She has no idea what she's talking about. She admits the idea of leaving her family behind, who've been encouraging her all the way, will be hard to come to terms with.
Well, what does that say if your family's like, yeah, go on to Mars and come back?
Yeah.
I mean,
adios, babes.
Golly.
It's like the China one child policy. Well, you know, she's a girl. She's expendable. Home for me is where I'm living right now, where my friends are. Well, honey, your friends aren't going with you. I'm sure if I get in the final crew, the other three people will be doing all of our training together, will be living together. I imagine they will become my new home.
Well, here's my question. Is there going to be some sort of way for them
to change their mind?
For any of these first four people that are going up, is there going to be any way for them to communicate back?
Or I'm sure.
Or are they just going and we're never going to hear from them again?
Oh, I'm sure that they'd have, that presumably they'd have some, otherwise it's not a research mission at all if you just send them out and don't know what's happening. So I'm sure there is.
Yeah. Boy.
But, I mean, the idea of, well, who's going to deliver your baby?
Right.
What happens if your baby gets sick? There's so many unanswered questions here, and it doesn't seem like they have a complete grip. Remember they did the habitat thing where the people lived in a bubble for like a year or two?
Yeah.
And there are all sorts of issues about that. And they were here. I mean, they were in this gravity, and but they had to be self-sufficient. And some of the people had some serious problems.
Wow.
I don't know. It doesn't sound to me if she's indicative of who they're getting, that there's not really a reality quotient going on here very much. So we're asking people on Facebook, would you go to Mars? Would you, Manny?
Me? I would have to.
Assuming you could do the show from there.
Well,
don't
for,
leave
one,
me,
for one, I think there would be an immense delay. I mean, probably within sometime, probably. I mean, you're probably talking about a 2 or 3 minute delay at least, right?
Oh, sure. I'm teasing you. Yeah,
I know, but I mean, I'm just imagining. Going
well, and
to
you'd
Mars
be part. You'd,
and still
part
being
of the day. Yeah, part. So the answer is definitely yes. I the excuse to not be your producer anymore. I'm on Mars.
I would never want to not be your producer, though, just to go to Mars.
Thank you. Thank you. See, at one point, I really wanted to be in the space program until I realized that those capsules were pretty small and I'm a little claustrophobic. 855-99-37569. Tell me what your issues are on Earth. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Hey, sorry I'm running late. I had to stop and get my vitamins for the month.
I got mine in the mail yesterday from DiscountNutritionShop.com, so I'm here totally on time.
DiscountNutritionShop.com?
Yep, they're a lifesaver in more ways than one. They have all the nutritional supplements you need, the major brands you know. Plus, you can save up to 10%. Write down this number, 888-908-4548.
Huh?
888-908-4548, or just go to DiscountNutritionShop.com.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, 855-99-375-69. All right, we were talking about how much we really liked Lady Gaga's whole sort of medley of Sound of Music and how terrific she sounded. And we actually, I'm trying to remember, maybe were we doing this for the Grammys? I can't remember. But we put up, what's your favorite song and why?
I think it was right around that time we put
it up. Yeah, I think so too. But with Lady Gaga, it's, she just blew the roof off. I think she's going to have a whole different career than she had before, although it wasn't exactly a bad career before. But she maybe can stop wearing meat, but not eating meat, wearing meat. Okay, so what's your favorite song? Do you have a favorite song?
Oh, gosh. Off the top of my head, I can't think of it.
Do you know what one of my favorite songs is? Is Amazing Grace. I don't know why that has always spoken to me. And do you know the story behind Amazing Grace?
Not really, no.
It was a guy who was a slave owner. Mm-hmm. And he imported slaves, a slave trader. And he lost all his money at some point and went into debtor's prison and was on a slave ship. And I think it ran aground or something. And he sort of got religion and sort of decided, I was once was blind, but now I see.
Okay.
Yeah, I for some reason, I don't know why that's always sort of spoken to me. And, of course, anything rock and roll is good. Yeah. And there's no U-Haul behind the hearse. You can't take it with you. I like music in general. All right. So what have people said to us is their favorite song, and why and by whom?
Let's start with Robbie. Robbie says it's a tie between the two best female artists of all time, Beautiful by Christina Aguilera and Gravity by Sarah Bareilles. Her reasoning why is, she says, well, Beautiful because it came out when I suffered from terrible, horrible acne, and it just made me feel better. Always does, even now that the problem is gone. And Gravity because I dedicate it to every problem in my life that sucked me in like gravity, that I was able to escape.
There you go.
Yeah.
I love that response.
Yeah, no, it's very cool. Let's see. Luby says, "Hey Soul Sister" by Train. My hubby dedicated it to me back when we were dating. And 4 years later, my heart still melts every time I hear it.
There you go. Put it on his. It should be his ringtone when he calls you on the phone.
Yeah, or ring back tone
Yeah, exactly. When you call him,
and hear it, and yeah. Sue Ellen says Bette Midler's "Wind Beneath My Wings" because my late husband supported me in everything I did, and especially at a time in my life when I was dealing with awful illness. He was the wind beneath my wings.
That's a great song, and the fact that it was associated with that movie was. Michelle Pfeiffer and I think Robert Redford, wasn't it?
Yeah, well, and then it was Beaches too, right?
Yeah. Well, and it's Bette Midler. She's having a huge. I'm trying to remember. I just read something about her the other day, and she's looking great and sounding great, and having a great life.
Mm-hmm. Good for her. Karen says, "Imagine" by John Lennon. And
yeah.
She says the lyrics say it all.
Good point. You guys came up with really thoughtful responses. Bless your little hearts.
Cindy says, my favorite song is Nights in the White Satin by the Moody Blues, 1970s era. It was the first song to come out in such an amazing force of drama mixed with theatrical. So it seemed very long. there's a short version and a long version. It's haunting, wonderful, and it's a classic. From Southern California, 1971 high school graduate. We had all the good music.
Okay.
Joyce says, "With You I'm Born Again" by Syreeta and Billy.
Sounds like it was played at somebody's wedding.
Yeah. David says, "Don't Dream It's Over" by Crowded House. And there's no real emotional attachment or significant event tied to it for me. It just has such a feel to it and such perfect music lyric marriage that it hit me like a ton of bricks the very first time I heard it, and every single time I've replayed it since.
Wow.
Sally says, "Yesterday" by the Beatles.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah. Peg says, You Light Up My Life by Debbie Boone.
Yeah.
I can't tell you exactly why, but I've started playing it on the piano when it first came out in the early 70s, and I'm still playing it on the piano. Just a nice song with nice lyrics.
You know, the guy who wrote it actually produced, because he made so much money off of it, actually produced a Broadway play called You Light Up My Life, which apparently was a disaster, because as you know, I review, and I was invited to see it, and I think it closed before they actually did them, because most plays have, they usually have a couple of weeks of previews before they actually open, and I think it closed before it actually opened. Just a little bit of trivia there. So it's the song, still great.
Adeline says, Heaven by Bryan Adams.
You know, it's interesting that women choose songs that are associated with various times in their life, and men choose songs they just like.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Susie says, My Life by Mary J. Blige, because she understands hard times. Adriana says, Leonard Cohen's The Blue Raincoat. It is like a movie or a novel. Elena says, Because You Love Me by Celine. This was my husband's and my song at our wedding. Never felt love like this before.
Yeah.
Rosalind says, anything sung by Karen Carpenter or Eddie Vedder. Too many favorites to narrow down to one. Margaret could have named two. Margaret says, I'm No Angel by Greg Allman. Because when people look at me, I feel they make assumptions about me and how I live my life. It's like they expect me to be an upstanding citizen, but I've been through a lot and done a lot more than most people. In the process, I've made a lot of mistakes and hurt some people's feelings. I'm sorry, I'm a human being, not an angel.
Wow. Where did that come from?
Very open and honest.
There you go. Absolutely.
Just a couple more here. Marty says, Imagine by John Lennon. We have another person to mention that. It says, because it's everything the world should be.
Yeah.
And then one final one here. It's a small world after all.
Oh, that's rotten. That'll be in my head the rest of my day. Right. A listener sent this to me. She wrote it earlier in the month, but she wrote this and she said, How long do I have here? Not very long.
I've got about 45 seconds.
Okay, I'll do this one, come back. It's called The Train. And a woman whose name is Peggy, I won't use her last name because I don't have her, I didn't ask her permission. She said, I wanted to send this article with you. You've added much joy to my journey on the train. So I thought I'll share that with you when we come back. All right, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The Freeze Dry Guy presents Freeze Dried Turkey, Freeze Dried Ham, and the No Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock full of high-quality, great-tasting freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze Dry Guy's No Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price, $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z, 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Susan, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy. It's so nice to speak to you again. I'm calling because I have three kids. They are 12, 8, and 5. We live in a neighborhood where there are lots of kids that all, for the most part, play together. And there is one particular child who, I guess I should just say she's not very well taken care of. Her mother goes out and leaves her alone without food, you know, by herself late at night. So, you know, for the most part, I try to take care of her when I can. But there are other little things, and mostly I'm worried for the little girl. She does some things. She's pretty hypersexual. She's 9, but she's been giving boys lap dances, and she just taught my 5-year-old how to make out with a scarecrow. She does little sexy dances for the cars on the street. I obviously don't want my children to learn this behavior, but I don't know what to do with the girl, because I feel like if I cut her out of our lives and ignore her, then she has no one. But I don't know what to
do. Well, one of the possibilities is being kind of one of those influences in kids' lives that they refer back to, rather than sort of view her as a slut of Scarsdale or the potential slut of Scarsdale.
Yeah.
One of the possibilities is to have her over your house and say, do you know what? That kind of behavior is kind of Britney Spears, but Britney Spears got herself in a lot of trouble. So maybe as a 9-year-old, it's better to sort of be play with your Barbies, and because people are not going to understand that you're just kind of playing make believe. And
that's for the most part what I do. But what happens is, as soon as I turn my head or go back around the corner, at it again.
But Susan, look, let's divide this into three parts. One is, what can you do for this kid? And I think the answer is the best you can, unless you're really willing to try and, you know, have her adopted into your family on a long-term basis, which means you've got to have to deal with the mom. And the question is whether or not you really want to add another child to your brood, which is a possibility and certainly not unheard of. The second is, how do you deal with your kids about this? And I think you deal with your kids the same way you deal with any kind of bad behavior on the part of their friends, is you say, you know, that when your kids hit a kid or use bad language or you know, cheat on a test, they say, well, everybody else does it. And you say, you're not everybody else. I mean, I think mothers from Eve on have been saying that to their kids. I suppose Eve didn't have to worry about it because there were not a whole lot of other kids in the hood. But the idea being that you're held responsible for your behavior, and we don't act that way. And by making your children responsible for their own behavior, they will also be an influence on the 9-year-old. As I'll say, you know, mom thinks that that's a silly way to behave. So that's kind of a double whammy that can be very effective. And the third is, I suppose the first two are, how do you deal with this kid in the short run, and how do you deal with her in the long run? And in the long run, do we know anything about the home situation? Does the mom have a job? Do we know what the story is here?
Mom has a job. She's doing a lot of traveling. There basically is no dad. Mom's relying on neighbors for help. And I'm happy to help, but
One of the ways to deal with that may be to make that a little bit more official, of going over and saying, look, we really love having Samantha over here. And, you know, if there are nights that, I mean, you have to figure out how far you're willing to go, because it sounds like the mom may be perfectly willing to dump this kid in your lap.
She totally is, and we're not, I mean, I have a husband, so I can do it a little bit, and I'd love to help her a little bit.
Well, maybe that's what the deal would be, is to say to the mom, listen, we can take Samantha over here on Tuesday and Wednesday if you'd like to have her do a sleepover here. We can't really do more than that, but we'd love to do that if that makes some sense, because we think she's a great kid. And so, you know, you can certainly set some limits and some boundaries, but offer what you can.
Uh-huh.
And I think the very fact that Samantha's learning that other adults like her and want her to be a 9-year-old, not a little sex, you know, not a kid who's getting a lot of attention for sexual behavior, may, you know, in the long run, as well as the short run, help her to set some limits. So, you know, so that really does, that's both the short and the long term. I mean, for the short term, you can say to Samantha, listen, that's not a very smart way for a 9-year-old to act, because 15-year-old old boys are going to think that you really want to play with them like that, and you probably, you know, you don't. But in the long run, you know, going to Samantha's mom and saying, look, we can take her on Tuesday and Wednesday, or whatever you're willing to do. And then sort of make it very clear to your children that that behavior isn't acceptable in the household. Because, I've told the sort of chilling story before. My daughter really grew up with fairly healthy eating habits and was over at a friend's house who was older than my daughter was, I think, about 4 and Rosie was about 7. And I went over to pick her up because they had a play date. And there was this huge amount of tension because Rosie's mom, Doris, had served both girls a bologna sandwich on white bread. And my daughter said, I'm not going to eat that. It's poison. And so Rosie went to her mom and said, you know, she says it's poison. And so there was this huge fuss. And yes. I said to my daughter, listen, you never have to eat anything in anybody else's house, but you can't ever comment on anything. So we made that, you know, that was one of those rules that we didn't quite understand. But I think that other, you know, other people can. I suspect that Rosie's eating behavior got inadvertently better because of that. I had to convince my daughter that there was actually a slightly more civilized way of behaving. But I think that, you know, the kids do have a huge influence on one another. And so I think, you know, this is, you know, instead of giving money to Bangladesh, you can maybe, you know, whatever money you would have given to Bangladesh, you can sort of put in your food budget to feed Samantha a little bit more, and also make the overture to her mother about what you can do. And I mean, because you may be saving a kid. I mean, you worry about a 9-year-old being that sexualized and not really understanding what she's doing, but understanding she'd get a huge amount of attention for it. And it's probably, I mean, if mom's a single mom and has boyfriends doing sleepovers, I mean, Samantha is really imperiled. And so we can maybe give Samantha a little clearer way of nobody's allowed to touch your body, and you are not somebody's play toy, and that this is, you know, that you want to give people a clear idea of who you are, not a confusing idea of who you are, and all sorts of things like that. So those
you
are
think
the,
any
the
of that
three
is
points.
Overstepping? Because I actually said to her, she already has well, altogether, four. She has two holes in each ear, and she said that she's going to get two more. And I said, oh, honey, won't you wait till you're a little bit older? And she said, because I want to. And I said, well, you know what, I'm only saying this because I love you. And understand, I said, sometimes when little girls, especially when they're young, have too many holes in their body, people think of them a certain way. And she said, well, that's okay because it doesn't change a thing about me. And I said, no, you're absolutely right. It doesn't. But it does change what people think of you. And that just went, she could care less. Maybe she didn't understand. I don't know how to, overstep.
One of the things you can say is, look, kiddo, if you walk down the street with a clown on your left and a clown on your right, and people say, "There, look at the clowns," they're not going to say, look at Samantha with the clowns. They're going to say, look at the clowns. So people do, whether
that's
it's
good.
Right or wrong, they judge us by the way we look and the people we hang out with. And because sometimes people don't take the time to get to know us, especially if we're doing something that makes them frightened about us or makes them think that we're really different than they are. So, I mean, I think to a certain extent the holes in the ear are probably irrelevant. I think the more sexualized posturing probably in the long run going to get her in more trouble. And that set of nonchalance may be just a way of the best defense is just being a little offensive. Well, I don't care what people think of me. Maybe because she feels that people don't care enough about her, or that any affection, especially from mom's boyfriends, gets couched in kind of scary, overly sexualized terms. So hang in with her. I did want to share this with you, and this somehow seems that Samantha's guardian angel sort of seems to fit in. This is, as I said, it's called The Train. Let's see if I can get this done in this period of time. If not, I guess I'll start it again. At birth, we boarded the train and we met our parents, and we believed they would always travel by our side. However, at some station, our parents will step down from the train, leaving us on this journey alone. As time goes by, other people will board the train, and they'll be significant. Siblings, friends, children, even the love of our life. Many will step down and leave it a permanent vacuum. Others will go so unnoticed, we didn't even realize they vacated their seats. This train will be full of joy, sorrow, fantasy, expectations, hellos, goodbyes, farewells. Success consists of having good relationships with all the passengers, requiring that we give the best of ourselves. The mystery to everyone is, we do not know at which station we ourselves will step down. So we must live in the best way, love, forgive, and offer the best of who we are. It's important to do this because when the time comes for us to step down and leave our seat empty, we should leave behind memories for those who will continue to travel on the train of life. I wish you a joyful journey on the train of life, reap success, and give lots of love. More importantly, thank goodness for the journey. Lastly, thank you for being one of the passengers on my train. Isn't that nice? And one of my longtime listeners sent that to me saying, thanks for being on the train ride with me. I just thought it was a nice way of thinking about things, don't you think?
Yeah.
All right. 855-99. Dr. Joy, if you're having some trouble deciding which station to get on or what seat to take, 855-99-37569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling, to help you help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at FreeWaterproofMatch.com. Again, that's FreeWaterproofMatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit FreeWaterproofMatch.com today.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com, the future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Yeah, I'm here to help you with whatever it is that's on your mind that may be interesting or troubling or questioning. Keep you awake night, wake you up in the mornings. This is the kind of weather where everybody wants to sleep late. Oh, no. I'm going to stay in the covers.
I told you the temperature I woke up to this morning, right?
Would you say minus one or something?
Oh, no. It was like 11 below.
Oh, geez.
Yeah. The car was being warmed up for an extra long time this morning. And thing, too, is I didn't go anywhere yesterday. Yesterday was really cold, and I didn't go anywhere yesterday, so I didn't even run my car yesterday. And so
I was out in that horrible snowstorm. It was not good. It was because I live in the city, so when it's really awful, you just kind of hunker down because no matter where you go, you have to walk some distance, which is why it's healthier and we live longer and it's a good thing. But when it's really awful, if I don't have something I have to do, then so I was. Staying with some friends over the weekend, and the forecast was for 5 inches of snow. Well, I'm thinking, order pizza, watch old movies on television. No, so we ended up. This is why we went out. We went out for breakfast, and I'm saying, there are eggs here. I'll make you an omelet. No, we have to go out. And then we ended up going to a movie. Guess what movie we went to see? Now, you have to remember, it has to be a movie I haven't seen. And the three options were Jupiter Ascending, which it turned out was so bad that they actually stopped running it at this theater. They don't even have it.
Wasn't Eddie Redmayne in that one?
I don't think so.
I don't know. Maybe I'm thinking of another movie then, maybe.
Yeah, I think so. It was not a good movie, I don't think. Okay. They wouldn't screen it, so. And the other one was Hot Tub,
Hot Tub Time Machine 2.
Yeah. Okay. And I decided, I left to my friend. It was Hot Tub and SpongeBob. So we went out in 20 degree below zero, blowing blizzard. To watch SpongeBob.
How was it?
In 3D. Well, the first hour, I have to admit, was sort of funny. The second hour was just stupid.
Because my mom took my nephews to see it, not this past weekend, but the weekend before.
Yeah, which was, I think was number one.
She said she was asleep 20 minutes into it. She just kind of
The first 20 minutes are, the place was to say lousy with kids is not very fair. There were a lot of children there. They actually were fairly well behaved, but it was one of those fancy theaters in New Jersey where they have the recliner seats, and they have assigned seats. You can't just go and plop down. Mm-hmm. They're assigned seats, and you can get food. You can get booze, which probably would have been a much better idea.
Yeah.
Just to tip back a couple of, Proseccos or something.
They have a theater like that here in the Twin Cities.
Apparently that's what all theaters are going to be at some point because they can't, they have to compete in some ways with the fact that you can get everything on Netflix for $4.38 within a couple months, sometimes not even that long. So they have to do something. So they have food.
Alcohol would be a huge revenue boost.
Yeah,
too.
Yeah. Of course you could also drink at home, but the idea of going out.
Yeah.
So paid $5 for a Diet Coke, but you can have as many refills as you want.
Okay.
And it wasn't terrible. When it's 20 degrees below zero in a blizzard and the roads are not plowed, it is not worth going out to see SpongeBob. It really is not. I got to tell you, I think if it were balmy and 80 degrees and they had air conditioning and you didn't, it would still be, maybe.
Yeah.
So I do not highly recommend it. So, and coming back, it was dark and it was blizzarding and the roads weren't plowed. And so you couldn't see, and all these huge 18-wheelers that have to make deliveries, and it was one of the most treacherous nights of my life. None of the highways were plowed, none of the back roads were plowed. So I was whining, and so yesterday when I was I could put my feet back on the ground and was not white knuckling it, holding on to a rosary the entire time, thinking that's when you make. You make deals. Okay, if I just don't die tonight, because I thought, if one of these 18-wheelers T-bones, which they do all the time, they jackknife.
Yeah.
And you, not only are you very likely going to die, but you're not going to die instantly, which is the problem. So you're going to be out in the snow, under, I have a good enough imagination, this was not a very good idea. I was never so glad to be inside a house. And then yesterday it was like 36 degrees. So I'm wandering around with no coat on. I mean, whoa!
Wow.
Anyway, what are we talking about? All right. The stupid news of the day. All right. This is all falls into the world is now officially trying to scare the daylights out of all of us. Popular soft drink ingredient poses cancer risk. Guess what the soft drink ingredient is. Now, we already know sugar's terrible for us.
Mm-hmm.
We all know the artificial sweeteners are terrible for us. It turns out the coloring is terrible for you. And they're not even sure how much is troublesome, and they're not even sure which brands or what flavors. They're just saying. And the only reason they put it in is so you think, oh, this is a nice brown color.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so that's number one. So, and they're saying as little as one soft drink a day may pose a cancer risk. But they're not sure.
As little as one?
One. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So if you've never had, let's say you've never drank a Coke or a Pepsi before in your life.
And you have one today?
You have one.
You're going to die. No, they don't know. I mean, the idea is presumably it's cumulative. But, I mean, nobody knows. All right, the science gets even worse on this one. Early immunotherapy helps kids beat peanut allergy. Well, this has been going on for a while, and they have the FDA. It's under the FDA may or may not fast track it, but the idea being that that kids who have peanut allergies, which is supposedly, I think it's like 3 in every 500 or something, so it's a fairly large percentage.
I was one of those three. I have a peanut allergy.
It's not 1%, but it's about 0.5% of the population, which is a lot.
Yeah.
Did you outgrow it?
No, I still have it.
Still have it?
At 30 years old today, yeah, I still have it.
Well, and this is something, because there are peanuts, I mean, you know, obviously, to avoid peanuts, but there are peanut stuff in, like, all things like cake mixes. So, you know, it can be hidden in it.
Well,
and for people who are highly allergic, it can be really dangerous.
Well, here's the thing, too, and I know we're coming up on break, so we got a limited amount of time, but I'm allergic to peanuts, but I can eat peanut butter. Go ahead and try and make sense out of that.
No, that's psychological. There we go. If I fed you something and said that it wasn't, you know, that it wasn't a peanut, that this was an eggy do jerp, you probably wouldn't be allergic to it. So I don't know. Who knows?
I've been trying to figure it out for 30 years.
There you go. Well, I'm a shrink, so you know where I'm going to go on that one. All right, but they're now saying that they can give you a patch that essentially desensitizes you to it, because all allergies are learned responses. I got one more thing to tell you, but I'll tell you when we return. 855-993-7569. Give me a holler, and we'll desensitize you to whatever it is that's making you break out in a rash. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
By now, you may have heard a bit about bitcoins, but did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to vote, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.BIDBIT.co. BidBit.co.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your
youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.